This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As 2018 came to a close, Congress worked feverishly to ramp up many important issues, some successful, others not so much. One success was a bill to help protect salmon in the Columbia and Snake Rivers from a key predator, the California sea lion. Representative Dan Newhouse says the legislation passed in both chambers in identical form and was signed into law by the president on December 18th.
The Endangered Salmon Predation Prevention Act, like I said, it was bipartisan. We had folks on both sides of the aisle in the Pacific Northwest sponsoring and working to get this bill passed, which I was particularly pleased with. We have a lot of people that are supporting us from Indian tribes, folks from all over the Northwest that truly see the issue of predatory sea lions as a huge challenge in our effort to recover salmon.
Over the years, Newhouse says the sea lions have become such a huge problem that they had to be addressed.
This will allow the control of non-native sea lions who are wreaking havoc with our salmon population. We were able to pass this through Congress, and I applaud all of my colleagues in the House and Senate on a bipartisan basis to make this possible.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the bill and other problems that need attention.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.